Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, We Are the Army of the Lord of Hosts.
Speak the Word.
Brothers and sisters, if we know God's Word by heart, but we refuse to confess it, the power of God's Word cannot be released. It cannot be released. So be aware of this. When we speak His Word, we're tapping into limitless power, okay? Limitless power. Jeremiah 23:28 in the English Standard Bible says, Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. He said, What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord. 29 says, Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Some translation says, stubborn resistance, the rock that it will shatter that rock in a stubborn resistance in thousands of pieces. So His Word is powerful. Actually, that's where the power of God is in the Word. Amen. And I'm so thankful that He has called me and anointed me to preach the Word.
Thank you, Lord.
To teach the Word to those that are interested in hearing the Word.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe I don't wipe my brow, and maybe I don't know. I do speak in the Spirit. I don't do a lot of things, but I'm a teacher.
Amen.
And it gets preachy sometimes. But I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
And if the Lord gives me words and you receive it, then you're going to be blessed by it. Because it's going to help you.
Yes.
It's like if you're eating food, you know, you eat a healthy diet, your body is going to be affected by it. But if you live off of candy bars and nabs, that's going to affect your body too.
That's right.
In a negative way.
Yes.
So you want to feed on the good stuff
right. That's
going to affect you. Brothers and sisters, when we begin to speak God's Word faithfully, then things begin to change.
Yeah.
Obstacles are broken. And when we speak God's Word faithfully, mm-hmm. I spoke a little on that last week about how when the Lord impressed upon me to confess His Word and to write it down, things in my life began to turn around. You know, I'm thankful that I wrote it down because I really don't know if I could recall all that the Lord has done in my life since I began to put Him in remembrance of His Word. I mean, He has just blessed me. He blessed me. What does the Word say? He's blessed me coming in, going out, in the city, and in the field, you know. And I heard this pastor say the other day, you know, he said when he first started, he said he believes the Word of God, and I do too, and I've done similar things that might appear to be crazy to some people, but I know it works. And so he says, you can speak to it, I speak to it. Everything in this world was created by Word, even the fig tree.
Amen.
Jesus cursed the fig tree with the Word, but God created that tree with words.
Amen.
Everything is created with words,
oh,
you know. And so he said he took his Bible out to the field, and the harvest had a lot of flies and stuff on them that were destroying the harvest. And so he began to quote, read the Bible to it, you know. And he was saying, you know, like in Deuteronomy, you know, I think it was in Deuteronomy 28, where he was saying that about blessing your crops and how the harvest would be good. And then over in Psalms 91:3, I think, you know, where that there would be no pestilence and stuff in that. So he spoke that over it, and it killed the flies, you know. Yeah, so, you know, and you know, you can speak to inanimate objects, you know. I mean, I spoke to my dishwasher, you know, a few years ago. It wouldn't work. And David went to work, and he was going to get somebody to come out and fix it, and I called him and said, don't have to.
Amen.
I laid my hands on it, and I spoke to it, and it started working. And I got that from my mother when she spoke to her washing machine, gosh, way back in the 80s, when before I ever became a Christian, and she said it didn't work, and she was a woman of God, and so she went and she spoke, she went back and prayed, and she told the Lord, she says, I really can't afford another washing machine, Lord, you know, and she went out and she prayed, and she went out, and the washing machine worked, and it worked till the day she died.
Amen.
You know,
God.
You know, you just have to be faithful with God's word. I mean, you know, it sounds like it might be hard, but really, it's not. You know, you start reading the word, and let me tell you this, too, you can read the word all you want to, and you need to read it. But it won't have the power until you release it.
That's it.
With your mouth.
Yes.
You have to release God's word with your mouth for it to have the power. You can read it. It's like people say, well, we'll just pray in silence. There's nothing in the scripture that says pray in silence.
That's right.
He says give voice.
Yes.
Give praise to the Lord. Honor the Lord with thanksgiving and praise and instruments and all this stuff. Didn't say anything about silence. You know, so anyway, the people going to do what they want to do. As a matter of fact, the Bible says they've made my word null and void because of their traditions. You know, so there's a lot of tradition in churches, and so they don't have a lot of the power because he said they make my word null and void because of their traditions. You know, and some things like playing silence, just all kinds of stuff, you know, but if we're declaring the problem, God's angels will not assist. As I was saying earlier, they are listening for his word coming from your mouth, according to Psalms 103:20. We have the same authority Jesus has. When you speak God's word, it has the same effect as Jesus himself was speaking it.
That's it. Yeah.
You can defeat every enemy. The same way Jesus defeated Satan, you can say like Jesus, it is written. Praise God. Friends, the Bible is his word, but it will not speak for you. You must be the voice for it. You have to put a voice to God's word. Think about it. You could only be one word away from your breakthrough or from your miracle. Just one, maybe one word away. And the enemy, he's going to try to put negative thoughts in your mind so that he will get you to speak those so you won't speak the words that's going to give you the breakthrough or give you the miracle.
Right.
But we have to learn to recognize God's voice.
Yes.
Think of it this way. There is your voice, there's God's voice, and there's Satan's voice.
Uh-huh.
Most of us have been listening too long to Satan's voice because we grew up with it. You know, before we accepted Jesus as our Lord, we grew up with it. And so we've listened to that a lot more, for the most part, unless you received Jesus right out of the womb, like John. But it's kind of like trying to listen to a radio station, and two other stations keep trying to come in, so you can't really hear one very well because they're kind of overlapping the other, and you're getting a lot of static, and you can't really pick up anything really clear.
Right.
But for us to receive from God, we have to be more proficient.
Yeah.
At recognizing God's voice.
Amen.
Saints, his word is where the power is. You know, as I said before, and when we speak God's word, even his angels will respond, heeding the voice of his word.
Right.
Who gives voice to God's word? We do.
Yes.
When we speak God's word, we're giving voice to it. Every time we speak God's word, we're giving voice.
Thank you, Lord.
And Psalms 103:20 says, bless the Lord, his angels, who do his work, his word, heeding the voice of his word. It says over in Daniel 10, verse 12, it says that at the end of weeks of praying and fasting for answers from God, the Bible says that the angel Gabriel appeared to Daniel and said to him, I have come because of your words. Daniel 10, 12 says, then he said to me, talking about Gabriel, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Think about that. Brothers and sisters, you're calling somebody every day. Somebody's coming to those words. Somebody's coming to get those words. Make sure it's God or one of his angels or Jesus is coming to get those words. Praise God.
Speak the word to your
Been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank You that You are the God of hosts, and You have called us to be Your warriors, Your soldiers. Help us, O Lord, to be strong in the power of Your might. And like David, we will not step out in fear or doubt, for we will remember who we're fighting for and who fights our battles for us. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for making us more aware of the danger of the words coming out of our mouths. Father, we pray that You will put a bridle on our tongues and a guard on our mouths and not use it as a gate that will give Satan access into our lives. Help us, O Lord, to understand that when we agree with what Satan puts in our heart, we're giving him legal rights to come in and destroy us. But if we speak God's word and come into agreement with Him, He will help us. He will rescue us. For by speaking His word, we're giving the Lord something to work with, inviting Him in to help us. We're tapping into His limitless power, praise God. So in the name of Jesus, we know that one word from God is enough to send our enemies running. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.